Now, let me tell you in a little more detail, as I promised, about the teachings of the last sacred individual, Saint Lama, who appeared among the beings of Tibet, and about the causes of the total destruction of that teaching also. As I already told you, the doctrine and preaching of this saint were not so widely spread there because of the geographical conditions of the locality where he appeared and where he also taught these unfortunate three-centered beings what they had to do to free themselves from the consequences of the properties of the organ Kundabuffer. On account of the geographical conditions of this country, the beings there were little in touch with the abnormal conditions of ordinary being existence of the beings of other communities, and as certain of them were more receptive to the teaching of this last sacred individual, it gradually entered into their essence and began to be actualized in practice also. So, my boy, for many years, circumstances were such in that country called Tibet that the local beings came to be grouped according to the degree of their inner transmutation in the teachings of this Saint Lama and according to the degree of their need to work upon themselves. And organizing their ordinary existence in a corresponding way, they had the possibility, thanks to their isolation due to the inaccessibility of their country to foreigners, of working unhindered, according to the instructions of Saint Lama, on their liberation from the consequences of the properties of that organ which, to their common misfortune, had been implanted in their earliest ancestors. Among those beings, certain ones had already attained this liberation. Many others were on the path toward this attainment, while still others had the firm hope of one day also reaching this path. But just when the conditions and environment for productive work had at last taken a definite turn in the right direction in Tibet, that event occurred through which the possibility for the beings of this country of one day freeing themselves from the misfortune oppressing them was completely destroyed, or at any rate, again delayed for many years. But before I tell you about what happened there is something else you should know. Only a few centuries ago, the chief particularity of your favorites on the planet Earth, namely the process of their periodic reciprocal destruction, used to take place between beings of different communities on one and the same continent, and if exceptionally this process occurred between beings of different continents, it was only between groups dwelling along the common borders of two adjacent continents. And this was because travel by sea was still very difficult for the terrestrial beings some centuries ago. But after a contemporary being there had by chance discovered the possibility of using the power of artificially rarefied water, or as they say, steam, for such locomotion, and had devised suitable vessels for that purpose, these terrestrial beings began to travel for these maleficent processes to the coasts of nearby continents or even to more distant ones. During the last century, on one of these continents, a favorite dwelling place of the beings of this peculiar planet was the country of ancient Pearlandia, or as contemporary beings call it, India. Do you remember that I once told you how beings of the continent of Atlantis used to sail to that selfsame Pearlandia on the continent of Ashark, now called Asia, to search for pearls, and how, later, it was they who first populated that country? So, my boy, this unfortunate Pearlandia, or India, has also become, during recent centuries, the favorite place of the contemporary beings of the continent of Europe, but this time for their processes of reciprocal destruction. Arriving there by sea, they began to carry on their processes of reciprocal destruction, both among themselves and with the beings breeding there. That is, the beings of one European community tried to destroy the existence of those of another European community. Or these processes took place between beings of that locality, with the European beings helping one side or the other. The processes of reciprocal destruction of local character were very frequent in that hapless Perlandia, especially during the last 10 or 15 centuries. And this was because, after one of those great processes, the beings of that country, who had formerly belonged to only two different communities, were split into a great number of small independent ones. And also because a certain combination was produced in their common psyche, whereby outbursts of the striving for reciprocal destruction occurred in the beings on that part of the surface of the planet Earth, not all at once, but at different times. And this new combination in their common psyche was also produced thanks to a slight, unforeseen misunderstanding connected with the common harmonic movement of the whole of that solar system. Someday I will explain to you the details of that misunderstanding. Meanwhile, let us return to our story. So, that part of the surface of the planet Earth called India has remained a source of natural wealth in recent centuries as it was before. And therefore, when in the strange psyche of the European beings who had gone to that country to take part in the process of reciprocal destruction, they need to carry on this horror had passed, they stayed on there, either to prepare themselves for subsequent processes, or, as they say, to earn enough to send to families who had remained on the continent of Europe what was required for their ordinary existence. And they earned all sorts of riches there by trading, for the most part, in manufactured goods called copper buttons, hand mirrors, beads, earrings, bracelets, and various other gewgaws, for which it appeared the beings of that country also had a weakness. From the outset of this period, the beings of the continent of Europe also began with different subterfuges to take possession of the lands belonging to the beings of Perlandia and settle down there in separate groups, just as in Europe, according to the community from which they had emigrated. These beings continued to manifest toward each other the kind of strange being relationships that exist and have always existed on the continent of Europe between beings belonging to one community and those of another. Namely, thanks to the consequences of the properties of the organ Kundabuffer, they cultivated feelings that had been crystallized in them in the form of particular functions known as envy, jealousy, sandur, that is, wishing for the ruin or enfeeblement of others, and so on. And there in Perlandia, too, beings of one community began to trumpet full blast against the beings of another community, that Hasnamusian music they call politics. That is, they began to criticize each other, to disparage each other, to run each other down, and so on, with the aim of creating what is called prestige for their own community among the local beings. In pursuing these politics, one of the heads of a certain European community somehow learned the secret of influencing the psyche of beings of other communities so that they would acknowledge the authority and supremacy of his own. Later, when this being initiated the other heads of his community into that secret, the principle of what is called kazvatsnel, or inciting one against the other, and they all made it the basis of their politics, then, indeed, the beings of this community began to gain the upper hand everywhere and in everything. Although the former heads of this community, and also that being who had hit upon the secret of Kasvet Snell perished long ago. Subsequent generations continued, automatically of course, to employ this secret, and gradually not only took over almost the whole of Perlandia, but also subordinated to their influence the very essence of all the beings breeding on that part of the planet Earth. During the period referred to in my tale concerning the destruction by contemporary beings of the labors of Saint Lama, despite the passage of 2 centuries, everything went on in the same way. The recent heads of that mentioned European community, who thanked only to the secret of Kasvet Snell, had had the luck gradually to subordinate everything to their influence and to take it all into their hands, were proud of their successes and wanted to lay their paws even on that which until then had been considered unattainable.